Thank you, distinguished Chair. At the outset, we wish to extend our appreciation to you and express our full support for your efforts to steward the important work of this group. Singapore is pleased to share that we deposited our instrument of accession to the CCW in September last year. Singapore will become a high contracting party in the coming weeks, and we look forward to participating in that capacity in future meetings. Singapore's accession to the CCW underscores our commitment to international humanitarian law. The CCW, as a framework convention, has yielded important protocols that have further enhanced international law. Singapore is committed to the continued codification and progressive developments of the rules of international law applicable in armed conflict. Under the ambit of the CCW, discussions on laws began formally 7 years ago. In 2023, the group agreed on the two-tier approach constituting the prohibition of laws that cannot be used in compliance with IHL and the regulation of other types of laws through limits on types of targets, duration, geographical scope, and scale of operations. We hope for further progress in the further meetings of the group under the current mandate, going beyond the consensus achieved in 2023. Singapore values that the current mandate of the group focuses on elements of an instrument without prejudging its nature. This enables us to focus on substantive questions, recognizing that norms and legally binding instruments are complementary and not mutually exclusive. We hope progress can be made in defining pathways to preserve the human element in the use of force, as well as risk mitigation measures. Singapore believes that the CCW is the appropriate forum for the discussion of laws. In addition, Singapore supported UN General Assembly Resolution 78/241 on laws. As many UN member states are not yet high contracting parties to the CCW, the Secretary General's call for member states to submit views on laws facilitates participation from a wider range of states. Singapore also values regional initiatives on this topic and related issues. Let me speak of two recent events in Southeast Asia. In December, the Philippines hosted the Manila meeting on Indo-Pacific perspectives on autonomous weapon systems. And just last week, Singapore co-hosted the regional consultations for Asia on responsible AI in the military domain, together with the Netherlands and the Republic of Korea. Singapore looks forward to a fruitful GGE session in the week ahead and to engaging widely with participating states as well as other stakeholders. I thank you, Chair.